But we can turn it around, and we will turn it around if we have eco-pioneers like my next guest. Very pleased to welcome to the Green Front Peggy Cross. She is the founder of a wonderful green forward company called EcoTensile. Future friendly utensils is their slogan. In fact, I had the pleasure of meeting her at a holiday party just a couple of weeks ago when I was chatting with someone and they learned what I did in the world. She pulled me over to the other room and said, "You've got to meet Peggy." And I think Peggy and I continued to talk for at least a solid hour about their story and what needs to happen in the world. And so I'm very pleased to welcome Peggy Cross to the Green Front. Hey, Peggy.
Hi, Betsy. How are you?
Great to have you on so quickly. After I met you, we were up at Lake Tahoe, and because there was no snow, we spent too much time eating. And one of the things we love to do, there's our favorite gelato places up there, and it's so good that you have to taste more than one or two. So imagine my guilt as I'm tasting one after another, not only for my calorie intake, but thinking of all those little pink plastic spoons littering the landscape forever. And I was thinking, they need EcoTensile, those compostable spoons that you showed me. And I pulled it out of my purse and was trying to, you know, get the young person who barely spoke English interested in this. My 17-year-old daughter looked at me and said, "Mom, she's not the person who's going to be able to make this decision." I said, "Okay, give me some vanilla bean. I'll worry about this when I get back." So there's a market out there for you. And tell us, first of all, take us back to when you decided the world needs EcoTensiles. What was the inspiration?
Well, actually, I started out in packaging design, and our very first product was an unpack spoon that goes on a single-serve cup, such as yogurt, applesauce, whatever. And being a working mom packing lunches every morning, I kind of realized that, you know, putting the plastic spoons in your kid's lunchbox every day was, just something I really wasn't acceptable to me, going through all that plastic. And then the product since evolved from the spoon lids to EcoTaster tasting spoon, I really love this product because you think about it, like when you were in that Baskin-Robbins, you use that tasting spoon for literally like 2 seconds, and it's going to be on this planet for thousands of years.
Call it forever.
And it's really insane when you think about it. You know, someone like 100 years from now is going to look back at us and, you know, say, like, what were those people thinking?
Not to mention all those coffee cups and everything else that, you know, convenience clashes with conservation, all our on-the-go stuff. But you took something manageable on and really created an alternative. And it's compostable, and yet what really impressed me is it's sturdy enough, it's strong enough to dip into ice cream. I tested it. Had to, you know, field testing.
Yeah, you know, it's really surprising. I think with the advent of plastic, it's been such a cheap and easy way to do everything. People have sort of shut their brains off onto other types of materials. And paper, especially paper with, we have a special moisture barrier coating that we use on our spoons to keep them very, very slick and smooth and have a really nice mouthfeel, as well as, you know, they last a little while in moist product. But paperboard, I think, is really the way of the future in terms of cradle-to-cradle and a sustainable option. And people just have to kind of start rethinking, moving away from plastic and looking at options that are in a paperboard. And, you know, and people think, like, oh, cool, a paperboard spoon, putting paper in my mouth? Well, you know, it's actually not a new thing. People drink out of paper cups all the time. Mm. It's exactly the same.
And what about people who say paper? Well, isn't that coming from trees, and isn't that eco-unfriendly?
It can be. However, there are paper sources out there. Ours is FSC, which is considered the gold standard by most in terms of sustainably managed forests. And when you think about it, you know, when these forests are managed, they're certified as managed sustainably, which means they don't come in and clear cut. A sustainably managed forest is one where they keep the forest clean and in a way where a forest fire is not going to happen. And if you think about some of the forest fires we've had, particularly down in like Southern California and elsewhere in the country, the amount of carbon is released into the atmosphere in these huge fires is just incredible. And so a sustainably managed forest is actually much better for the environment. It's much better for the water tables. It's good for the animals. And it sequesters a lot of carbon. And, I mean, if you look at something like a PLA spoon, which is made out of corn or potato, the corn is, the carbon is not really staying sequestered. It's just like, giant fields of things that are, mowed down at the end of the year.
So where can people find your eco spoons and eco tasters?
You can go to our website, which is ecotensil.com, ecotensil.com, and we do. You can buy directly online. Most of our retailers, like Whole Foods and other companies, have distributors, and we have many distributors. You can just call us, and we can tell you, where to find us or email us.
Would it be practical for, ice cream shops to use your spoons, or maybe you have to give them a slightly larger one, I don't know, to make, sometimes the ice cream can be pretty firm and hard to break into, but that's a place where a lot of spoons happen quickly, that kind of setting, right?
I think that in terms of consumers, that is where they see the largest consumption of, say, the plastic tasting spoons. But really, the biggest use of the plastic spoons is in stores like Costco or Sam's Club, also in the trade. For example, I went to a trade show called Fancy Food Show in New York last mm-hmm. summer, and we did a survey there and came up with almost 900,000 utensils were used over the course of 3 days. That's almost a million utensils in 3 days.
Mm.
So that's, kind of our focus right now. We're really starting out business to business, and that's
there.
Our biggest. We will be moving into, like, the frozen yogurt shops and ice cream shops as we're refining a product that is sturdier still. And a little bit longer and larger for
And yogurt shops, actually there's more yogurt shops now than ice cream shops, at least where I live, where we both live in the Bay Area, and that's a little softer, easy to dig into, so that's a great place to start.
And our eco spoon can be used for those.
Say that again?
Our eco spoon is, perfect for frozen yogurt shops as it stands right now. That's our longer lasting, larger utensil.
And also apparently perfect for prisons. That was an interesting, surprising angle to your supply chain.
Yeah, surprising to us as well.
How did that come about?
Well, actually, we did not seek that out per se. We had one of our manufacturers, one of the prisons, Folsom State Prison, in fact, here in Northern California, had gone to our printer and with a request, can you please, manufacture? They had been using paper ice cream lids from little single-serve ice cream cups.
Mm-hmm.
They were having those made specially for them with no printing, and their manufacturer said, oh, we can't make these for you anymore. So they went to my printer, coincidentally, and said, can you make these paper ice cream cup lids for us? And my printer said, well, actually, I have something much better for you.
Perfect.
And so that's how the introduction was made, and we have we're very happy to be able to offer to prisons a safer utensil that's going to keep, it's much more humane than the certain prison populations using their fingers. It's safer for everybody. It's safer for the health workers in the prison. So, yeah,
obviously
it's all good.
It's security that they're concerned about. Is that right, that they can actually do damage with a plastic spoon, perhaps if combined with some other implements?
Oh, they don't even need to combine it. They just sharpen it.
Oh.
Or, we have people who do you know, attempt self-harm to themselves mm-hmm. by sharpening a plastic spoon and cutting themselves or swallowing. It's a real education and working with this sector.
I bet. And even though San Quentin is right here in Marin County where we both live, I don't know if you've knocked on their door yet, but when you do, take someone with you. And it's interesting. I think you said the prison system is about 25% of your business right now. Who would have thunk?
Yeah, really. It's true. Yeah, I think it's about 20%.
But
and
we're obviously
actually in San Quentin.
Say that again about San Quentin, sorry?
We are actually in San Quentin.
You are.
I actually made a hand delivery one day just for fun because I wanted to see you know, what it's like behind those gates.
And I'm going to find out myself because I'm actually going to be at having a career fair there. And through my friend Beth Waitkus, who's been on the show with her Avant Garden program, she actually teaches prisoners at San Quentin how to attend the garden that they have there. And she invited me in to talk about green careers. So I'm curious, and we'll see for myself January 21st. I'll report back on that. So we just have a couple minutes left, Peggy. What is the growth potential here? I would think it's sky's the limit, really.
Oh, it really is. We have a number of other products, too, that we're, you know, working on or plan to work on. And, I mean, like I said, I think paperboard is the way of the future in terms of sustainability. And we just, you know, being a package designer previous to this, my challenge is to try and keep all the ideas at bay and not try and do everything at once.
How big is your company? I imagine you're growing.
We are growing, although I would still qualify us as a small company, although we are talking to some of the biggest big box stores in the country, and we're in
including that Jolly Green Giant that would probably like to have one more green item because it's not easy to find green items in Walmart, but they say they're doing a lot, and they are behind the scenes. Could it be that kind of big box company?
It could be.
Could be. Okay. I'm not trying to break any secrets here. Just curious about that. They would seem to be a good match for you. Well, I just want to applaud you for what you're doing and your innovation, your ecopreneurship. I always say the future is green or not at all, and we need to find green solutions across the board, across the spectrum of our lifestyles and life cycles of the products as well as people. And you're doing just that. So good for you. Really exciting to see.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all your fabulous work in really helping make people aware about this, you know, kind of very important issues.
I have been doing that for a long time, and hopefully people are listening, paying attention. I think it's the best beat in the world. You know, it's always changing. The challenges are huge, so are the solutions, and I think the future is still ahead of us in green media as well, because once people wake up and smell the CO2, they're going to be looking for answers, or let's hope so, and I'm glad they will find one with you, Peggy Cross and EcoTensils. Happy New Year to you, and we'll be watching your growth and your progress in 2012.
Great. Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Peggy Cross of the EcoTensils. You can check them out at ecotensil.com online. It's a really innovative, great product. Can't say enough good things about it. Same is true for the book that I talked about in the beginning of the show, the first 40 minutes or so, Moral Ground, Ethical Action for a Planet in Peril. We had Kathleen Dean Moore talking to us, a really great collection of essays. Hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you want to go back and listen to the archives, you can find them at the Progressive Radio Network or on my website, which is thegreenfront.com. Happy New Year, everyone. Have a great green one, and see you next time.